Hi everyone, this is Nora here from the Spa and Salon Academy podcast. How are you doing today? So I'm recording this podcast on May 4, 2020, and as you all know, we are going through some challenging times right now. So due to the coronavirus situation, many areas are still under lockdown, which means that spas had to close down temporarily. Now, in some areas, spas could already start reopening, and in some other areas, they already have a set date, so they are planning their reopening. And yet, in some other areas, you still don't have a set date for your reopening. Now, in this episode, I will give you some tips and tricks and strategies that you can start implementing whatever your situation is. Now, first of all, before we get started, I know that these times are very tough and challenging for all of us. Either like some people might have got sick, other people were hit financially, like very seriously due to the crisis or due to this coronavirus situation. However, I don't want to focus very much on the negatives. I know that this situation is challenging. However, I also feel that if we just focus on the negative things, we can go down a negative spiral very fast. And that's not beneficial because it's much more difficult to come up with an action plan and to come up with strategies from that place. So basically, I find that during these tough times, it's especially important to focus on and work on our mindset. Now, I know that everyone handles this situation and this new normal differently. And there are clients who cannot wait to have treatments again. There are spa owners who cannot wait to reopen their businesses. And yet there are others who would just stay, who would rather stay at home for a little bit longer. And it's okay. We all handle this situation differently. But one thing is for sure, that there are opportunities out there. Now, some of you might know that I have a marketing agency and I work with spas. And we have many clients who, or some clients who started reopening. But even during the lockdown, we had campaigns running for many of our clients because we were still taking pre-booked and prepaid appointments. And we were running various campaigns, which I want to talk about in this episode, because if your area is still under lockdown, it doesn't mean that you have to shut down your business on the online channels. There are still some things that you can do to start generating money right now, and also there are some things that you can do to prepare for your reopening. Now, I like to look at this situation as a gift. Now, as I said, I understand that there are a lot of challenges that many people had to face. Some people got sick, so, you know, I know that that's not a good thing, obviously. Yet, I also think that for others, so for us who didn't get sick or who recovered, I think that we should look at this situation as a gift, that we have been gifted some extra time in our businesses to actually focus on our businesses rather than work in our businesses, because usually we are just busy. Many of you work in your business every day, you're providing treatments and so on, and we very rarely have the opportunity to really sit down and think about our vision for our company, or just to create a plan for the year, to come up with new strategies. So now we have, like many of us still have a couple of days or a couple of weeks to look at the big picture, to think about why we started our business in the first place, and to think about where we are going. So what's our big vision? What are our goals for the year and for the next 3 years, 5 years, and so on? So that's one thing to work on right now. And it's, as I said, it's a rare opportunity because usually we are just busy with the day-to-day operations of our business and we just don't have the extra time to really, like, just to do some brainstorm to focus on our vision for our company. So that's one thing that I do for my business personally, and I would highly recommend that you also do that. Now, going back, so the first thing to focus on right now is the mindset. Because if you are in a positive mindset, then you can come up with creative solutions. You can create an action plan. So that's one thing to focus on right now and to work on a daily basis. I know it can be challenging if you are going through some difficult times financially or with your health. However, I think that that's very important. So when it comes to the mindset, I like to think about challenging times as, you know, as times that make us stronger and that times that make us more creative. And if I just think back to my life, like my whole marketing agency was born during a time which was very challenging for me. So I was going through some personal challenges in my private life. And that's how my marketing agency was born. So I think that challenging times really make us stronger, and we can come out stronger from the situation than we were before. So that's one thing that's one thing to think about. And also, you know, this year is not lost. You can still make 2020 your best year yet, if you create an action plan. So I would like to introduce or talk about some strategies, some short-term strategies and some long-term strategies that you can start implementing in your business right now. So speaking of the short-term strategies, there are some strategies, as I said, which will help you make money right now, even if your business is closed right now. So let's talk about these strategies first of all. So in my marketing agency, we have a couple of campaigns which we are still running for our clients, even if they are closed. So these campaigns are, so the first one is the skincare product campaign. So for one of my clients, we are running a facial in a bag campaign, which is working quite well. And basically, the facial in a bag is like a few different products, which will help the clients to do their own facial at home, as the name says. So this bag includes like sample size products of cleanser, toner, moisturizer, mask, and so on. So these are basically a collection of mini products or samples, and it works quite well. Now with the price point, it should be like an easy price point, because there are some people who are like watching how much they spend, so they don't necessarily want to splurge during these times. But if you come up with a price point, so for this client the price point is $30, and basically it costs them around $5 to create the bag, so they have a $25 margin on each bag, which is not bad. So that's one thing. Whatever you come up with, I would definitely recommend a price point below $100. So because that's an easier, like that's more of an impulse decision, which we want our clients to make these days. So that's one. Do a retail product campaign. So it could be a facial in a bag. It could be like even a peel, like people are at home, so they can do like a series, or like they could do a chemical peel series at home. So that's another option to do. The other campaign that we are still running for my clients is the prepaid services campaign. So essentially it's the same Facebook campaign that we used to run before the coronavirus crisis, but we made some tweaks. So because my clients want, or many of my clients want and need to make money right now. So the first or the most obvious tweak is that we require the prepayment. Now it works great for services which are under $100 for example, for facials, but it also works for more expensive treatments such as permanent makeup. So I have a client whose price point is $3.99 for microblading, and there are still many people who prepay for the appointment. So they prepay and pre-book the appointment for the second half of May or for June, because obviously the spa is closed right now, so they cannot like take clients, but they can take pre-booked appointments and prepaid appointments for the second half of May or for June. So that's another thing that you could do. Now, in the campaign, so in the ad itself, I find that it's important to highlight that you up-leveled your sanitation practices just to, basically just to give people some peace of mind that if they go to the spa, you're paying more attention to sanitation practices and hygiene. So that's an important thing because that's on many people's minds these days. So just as an aside, when it comes to social media, it's a good idea to like every week create a post about your sanitation practices, or I've seen many spas who took these online courses, like online sanitation courses, which give you a certificate that you can feature on your Facebook or Instagram wall. Now, I know that obviously, if you went to school to study beauty therapy, you learned about sanitation practices, obviously. But the point is that these online courses will give you a certificate that you can post on your social media wall, and people could, just check it out, and it will give them an extra peace of mind when it comes to booking an appointment. So that's a good idea. So every week, just create a post about your sanitation practices, how you are spacing out bookings to focus on some extra cleaning between appointments, and so on. Because that will be like sanitation and hygiene will be a topic for the next coming weeks or even months. So yeah, so first we had the facial in a bag or the retail product campaign, which you can still run. Then we had the prepaid services campaign, like prepaid and pre-booked services, so people can have the treatment once you reopened. And also with many of our clients, so some of my clients started their own training programs. So for example, a microblading certification course, which they can also teach online, or they can start promoting their microblading training courses for the summer when they can probably like by that time they can reopen and they can hold the training in person. So that's another thing. So if you've been wanting to launch your training programs or certification programs, this is the time to work on that because usually you need a little bit more time to create these programs and start promoting these programs, and now we have some extra time to do that. Another idea is, and we are actually starting these campaigns this week because Mother's Day is coming up. So you could also do a gift card sale or a gift card campaign, especially now that Mother's Day is coming up. But even without Mother's Day, we were running gift card campaigns in April, and we sold many gift cards. You have to give people an offer because they are prepaying for the gift card and the service like in advance. Like back in April, it was like there was even more uncertainty, so we had to give people a better deal. So we were running a gift card sale campaign for 50% off. Now, if you've been following me, you know that I'm not a big fan of huge discounts, like 50% off discounts. I pretty much never do 50% off discounts, but because right now there's less uncertainty. Back in April, there was more uncertainty about when spas could reopen. So we wanted to give people a really good deal. I mean, even right now, because you're not open yet, you might have to give people like a bigger discount that you would normally do or that you would normally offer. So it could be like a 30% off, 40% off gift card sale. But yeah, these gift card campaigns work if you give people a good deal. What else did I, and yes, one more thing is that we extended the expiration date for the gift cards, so people can redeem the gift cards for at least 12 months, in some cases up to 18 months, because we don't know when spas can reopen. Now probably it's gonna be by June in most areas and in most countries. However, in some areas we don't know it for sure, and it just gives people an extra peace of mind if they have a longer redemption period. Also, the other thing, so how can you run these promotions? So now we have the promotion ideas. Now, how can you run these promotions? So one way to do it is with Facebook ads. So that's what we do for our clients. And also, you could reach out to your existing clientele, which we also did for our clients. So you could run it as a text campaign or an email campaign. So yeah, these are the two main ways. Now the other thing is, so let's talk about, these were the short-term strategies. So let's talk about the long-term strategies, because right now you probably have some extra time to really think about your vision, your goals, and so on, as I was talking about in the beginning of this podcast. So first of all, it's very important to set a goal for the year and for your quarters. So I don't know if you do any goal setting for your year, but it's very important. So right now you can set a goal for basically for the rest of the year. So from, let's say, from June, or if you're open already, then from May. So from June until the end of the year, you still have like 7 or 8 months. So like the year is not lost. We still have many months to reach your goals. So basically you should set a goal for like a financial goal, how much money you want to make in your business, and also if you want to achieve anything else, like for example launching your product line, you should write down all your goals for the year. So let's talk about the financial goals. So let's say that you are a solo esthetician and your goal is to make $150,000 a month. Not a month, that would be great. A year, so $150,000 per year. Now that's totally achievable. However, at first it might not seem achievable, so I like to break it down. So how much is it per month? So per month you should be making 12.5K, so $12,500. Now that seems to be more achievable, right? So it's not a big number. Now that we are breaking it down, it seems more achievable. Now, if you were closed for a month or 2 months, you might have to like make a little bit more to catch up with your goals, but it's not like it's still not horrible. Now, if we break it down per year, per week, then it's a little bit over 3K per week, which is like even more, it seems even more achievable. And if we break it down per day, it's only $600 per day. So actually, if you want to make $150,000 per year, you only have to make $600 per day. So that's totally doable and achievable. Now, how can you achieve this goal? So the 600 per day. So it could be like six times $100. So let's say you have six clients per day and everybody pays $100. So that's one way to do that. And by the way, this assumes that you are working 5 days per week, right? So with the 600 per day. So six times $100, or you could have like four clients who spend $150. So that's another way. So you don't need like a lot of clients to actually make $150K per year. Now, how can you get these 6 bookings per day or 30 bookings per week? So you could get it from two main sources or two main groups, and the first one is new client bookings and the other one is existing client bookings. So basically there are two things or two strategies to look at. And the first one is your retention strategies, so how you can retain your existing clients, and the other one is the new client booking generating strategies, so basically how you're attracting new clients to your business. So let's start with the retention strategies first. So what I like to do first of all is you should just measure your retention rate, even just to have an approximate number, because unless you can measure something, you cannot really manage it, because if you don't know your starting point, then how will you know if your new strategies are working, if you are making any improvement? So if you are using a booking software, you might just, in with some booking softwares, you can just find it in your booking software. In some other cases, you would have to do some calculations. But it's an important starting point. Now, one thing that I like to do is just to send out a survey for new clients, because you want to make sure that new clients are happy with their experience, and that's basically there's one way to make sure that you know about like how they are feeling about their experience, and that is to collect feedback, and you can do it by sending out a survey after their first appointment. Now, you can provide an incentive for them to fill out the survey, but that's it could give you some very useful feedback about the client experience and how clients are, how happy they are with the service and the experience. So that's one tip. And the other thing is that the client retention strategy should come for, should start with the entire experience, because I know that there are these, exciting tips and tricks that you should give clients coupons or incentivize them to rebook. But basically it starts with the entire experience, because if they are not happy with the experience, then no matter how many coupons or how exciting coupons you will give them, they will not rebook. So that's the first thing. So the first thing is the survey, because you want to make sure that you collect feedback and you know how they feel about the experience. But even going back one step is that you should start the entire retention strategy with the client experience. So let me just explain it step by step. So it starts with like in most cases, it should start with an intake form. So in the intake form, you should ask people about like why they book the appointment, like what are their pain points or what's the outcome that they want to achieve. So that's one thing that, or that's how you can make sure that they actually get what they want, right? So it starts with the intake form and it starts with a consultation. So you can get to know about the client's concerns and expectations regarding the service, and you can also establish your expertise by really, understanding their concerns and even giving them some tips or some explanation about their problems. Also, it's very important to keep an open communication during the treatment. So you should just tell them that, if they are not happy with anything during the service, they can tell you. And it's important to ask questions if they are still like, if it's a massage, for example, if they are still okay with the pressure and so on. And then towards the end of the treatment, you should ask them if they want to pre-book their next appointment. And here we can talk about these pre-booking strategies and tips. So if you don't have any of these client retention strategies implemented in your business, now you have the time to think about what you want to implement. So one thing is that you could give them a pre-booking reward. So for example, if they pre-book their appointment right then and there. You could give them a freebie, you could give them a discount if they pre-book their next appointment within let's say 4 weeks from the first appointment. So you could give them some free upgrades, some free enhancements, some free add-ons, or it could just be a chance to win a gift card or a chance to win something. So if you don't want to give away freebies, it could even be like an entry into a sweepstakes or, you know, something, some chance to win something. Also, you could have some reminder cards. And another thing that I really like to do is just to follow up with new clients the day after their first appointment. So you could call them, you could text them, you could email them, but basically you want to make sure that they feel happy after the first treatment. So for example, after a massage, you could ask them, you could follow up with them the day after their first appointment, and you could ask them if, like, how they feel, if they still have any tension, if they have any concerns, and so on. And the same with facials, and people really appreciate it. I remember that the first time when it happened with me personally, when a massage therapist followed up with me after my first appointment with her, I was very impressed because it just showed me that this person or this spa really cares about me and how I feel after the treatment. And I'm not just a transaction, basically. Because I know that you know it, but obviously in the spa industry, we are providing a service. Like many times, customer service is even more important than the treatment itself. Like in some cases, so it's a nice way, and I think it's a nice touch that really shows your clients that you really care about their well-being and they are not just a transaction or just another number in your book. Another idea could be that you could create a goodie bag for new clients. So this goodie bag could include some coupons, some product samples, and some rewards for their upcoming appointments. So basically the point of the goodie bag is that it can boost the retention rate and it can create kind of a customer journey. So for example, this goodie bag could include a free product. Now it could be either a full size product or a mini product, or it could be just some samples. You could give them a coupon for, let's say, a free waxing service, or it could be a freebie with, if they book a facial, they could get a free brow tint or a lash tint, and so on. So basically, I just think that this goodie bag is a nice touch, and it can, since it includes several different items, it can boost retention rates even more. And you don't have to go crazy with it. As I said, you can just include some, even just some product samples, so they can really experience your product, and it will help boost retail sales, and it can have some coupons and some other rewards as well. Now, another retention strategy or tip is that you could create a membership program. So for example, if you were an esthetician and you offer facials, you could create a facial membership. Now, I find that with memberships and packages, an important thing is to come up with an exciting name, because that will really help, it will really help you sell the packages. If you just sell it as, like, I don't know, like a facial package, basically just a generic name, that will not help you sell the packages. But if you create like for example, a glow up bootcamp, I just came up with this name. So a glow up bootcamp or like radiant skin bootcamp, and it includes, like, it could be a series of, I don't know, like 6 facials or 8 facials, and they get, like, if they buy the package, they get something extra. Like, it could be like a mini beauty bag, for example, if they buy the package, or they get an extra session or extra facial for free, so they get some incentive to buy the package. And if it has an exciting name, then people are more likely to actually sign up for the membership or to buy the package, rather than if you just call it like a facial series or a facial package. And just to give you an example, there's a Drybar has a membership which I really like. So their membership includes two blowouts a month. So Drybar is a blowout bar. I think if you're in the US, you must know about it. So their membership includes two blowouts a month. They have a free birthday blowout. They offer 10% off all products and tools. So, it will also help boost retail sales. They have an unused blowout rollover month to month. They receive $5 off any additional blowouts you may need beyond two per month. What else? Membership can be suspended or canceled at any time. And yeah, that's it pretty much. There are some other memberships. So this is a massage membership. I think this is from Massage Envy. I'm just looking at my notes and I didn't put the name of the company, but I think this is from Massage Envy, and it includes a 160-minute massage or facial, unlimited additional massage or skincare session at member rate, discounts on memberships for family members, 10% discount on products, earn free massage by referring friends. So this is what the membership includes. So basically it could be like more than just a series of services, but you can include some other perks and some other rewards for or discounts for retail sales, or retail products and so on. You could also create a loyalty program with loyalty rewards. So, for example, people or your clients could be collecting points, or they could get certain rewards after like a certain number of booked appointments. So that's another way to increase your retention rate. So basically, one of your homework right now is to think about your retention strategies and come up with new strategies that you can start implementing once you reopened. And I mean, you can even start emailing your list, like your list of clients right now about, for example, a membership program. They could even start buying the membership. So there are different ways how you can boost your retention rate, and I just wanted to give you some tips and just some ideas on what you could do. Now, the other thing that you should look at right now and you should come up with strategies for is the new client attraction system. So basically your marketing efforts that attract new clients. So there are several ways to bring in new clients. Now, of course, organic social media, which means that just posting on social media, deal sites, magazine ads, Facebook ads, other social media ads, what else? Direct mail, hosting events, and so on. So there are a lot of different ways. Now, I also used to own my own spa. So for me, basically, those marketing strategies are the best, which are predictable and which help me bring in clients consistently or on demand. So basically, as many clients as I want. So for me, Facebook advertising was the best way to do that, to get new clients in a predictable way and in a consistent way. With the other forms, so for example, just posting on social media or hosting events or magazine ads, I just didn't like these forms of marketing because the results were quite unpredictable. Like, for example, if I posted on social media, sometimes I got a few bookings, other times I didn't get anything. And that's, in my opinion, that's not the best way to run your business, because if you set these goals, like what we've just talked about, Previously, like for example, 3K per week and 30 bookings per week. Now, if you need, like for example, 10 new bookings for next, like 10 new client bookings for next week, now how will you get these 10 new client bookings? If you post on social media, maybe you will get some bookings, maybe you will not. Or if you want to host an event, like I mean, now it's not even possible, but you don't know, like even in general, like during normal times, you don't know how many people will show up and how many people will actually book appointments or buy packages. Same with magazine ads. Like it even has, like you have to plan magazine ads well in advance. Like you have to, I don't know, like maybe for August you have to post, you have to contact the magazine, and you might have to start planning your ad, which would go, which would get published in August. So it has a long, like a long planning process, which is like in many times it's not ideal. So all in all, basically my point is that I got the most success with social media ads. Now I know that for many of you, you tried social media ads and they did not work for you. That's basically like 90% of the people who come to me, who approach me and who want to work with me. So I know that's totally normal and I will tell you why. Now the reason why social media ads don't work for many people is that they don't have the right method or the right strategies, or they don't work with the how to put it in a nice way. They don't work with the right people, let's just put it that way. And basically that's the same with everything in life. So I just want to give you a little bit of a mindset shift, because for example, let's say I want to get microblading, and I go to a microblading artist who didn't receive proper training. So maybe she just like I don't know, took like a $50 course or didn't even learn microblading. She just says that she could do microblading. So this person is not trained properly, she doesn't have any experience, and most likely the outcome will be horrible, and I want to like hide in my room after this experience, and I just want to get this microblading removed. And that's why I just don't want to get another microblading session, because I'm just convinced that microblading looks unnatural, it's not like the results are not amazing, and so on. Yet, like for other people, they might have a totally different experience. So if they went to a microblading studio where they had experienced microblading artists who had proper training, the results could be amazing and the results could be life-changing. Like they could walk out with brows which look totally natural, they complement their face and they look amazing. So basically it's the same method, or like you know, it's still microblading. Like both of these artists do microblading, but what their methods and their techniques and their experience and you know, like so many different things are different, and that's why the results are so different. And it's the same with Facebook ads, because of course, if you start doing your own Facebook ads, for example, without proper training, or if you're not working with the right marketing agencies, like you could hire a marketing agency who doesn't have any experience with working with spas. Of course, the results will not be amazing, but it's not the fault of the channel, so it's not the fault of Facebook ads or social media ads, but it's just because you didn't have the proper training or you didn't hire the right people to run your ads. So basically, my point is that it's the same with everything. Like the how you do something will determine the result. So if you're working with somebody who is not so experienced, then the results might not be up to your standards, or they might not meet your expectations. But if you work with somebody who has, you know, the right who has experience and who already achieved amazing results, then it's very likely that this person or you will get what you expected, basically. That's my point. So back to Facebook ads. My point was that I got amazing results with Facebook ads. I got predictable results. So for me, this channel worked great. Now I want to invite you. So if you want to learn how to run social media ads with success and in a way that will attract new client bookings, I'm hosting a free training. So it's a completely free training and I'm sharing my method. So if you want to learn how to get more high quality spa or permanent makeup clients from social media without offering discounts, because that's very important. I'm sure that as a business owner, you don't want to offer like huge discounts or without attracting deal hunters and tire kickers, then this training is for you. So I'm gonna share three secrets during this training. So secret number one is how this one type of offer can bring in 20 to 50 new clients every month without offering a discount and while making other spas irrelevant, so you never have to compete over price again. So if you've been following me for a while, you know that I'm not a fan of offering huge discounts or offering cheap deals because that's not the way to attract your ideal clients who will rebook at full price and who will like spend money at your spa basically. So that's secret number one, like how you can attract your ideal clients who will become repeat clients and who will spend money with your business month every month. Secret number two is how to get new clients within 24 hours, even if you are just starting out. Because I know that many of you, even if you're closed right now, you can start getting pre-booked appointments within 24 hours. So that's very important. You don't have to spend like months building your following or building brand awareness or whatever. I know that many experts and marketing agencies tell their clients or just their audience that they have to start advertising like months before they can get any bookings, and that's simply not true. I have clients who started out with zero followers and they got their first bookings within 24 hours. So that's totally possible with the right strategy. So my point is that you absolutely don't have to waste months and months or even just weeks on building a following, but you can start getting new clients right away with the right strategy. And secret number three is my three-step campaign that generates appointments and even pre-bookings 24/7 and ensures a show-up rate of 99% plus. So in this part of the training, I'm gonna share my system, and you can start implementing this system even right now. So even if your spa is temporarily closed during the lockdown, you can start implementing this strategy, and you can start getting pre-booked appointments, pre-booked and prepaid appointments for the time for maybe the second half of May or for June. So when you can reopen, you can start implementing these strategies right now. Now I'm gonna drop the link in the show notes. So if you're interested in this free training, you can register and you can watch it. And as I said, you can start implementing the strategies right now. And also now is a perfect time to learn a new skill. So in this case, it would be Facebook advertising, because now you probably have a little bit more time that you can spend on learning a new skill or working on your business. So let's just make sure that you benefit from this special time right now. So that's it for today. As I said, I'm gonna drop the link to the free training in the show notes, and I would be thrilled if you join me for this training. And yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. And as I said, I think that things will go back to normal in a few weeks or like maybe like 1 or 2 months tops, but That's even longer than what I think. And let's just make sure that we use this extra time that we have right now to your benefit, so you can come back stronger and you can still catch up with your goals for 2020. So thank you everyone for listening to this episode, and see you next time.